what's the main emotion you're left with after that?
Well, a lot of pride in our effort and never giving up. We come home strong with a bit of composure. There's just sometimes it's simple as a drop mark or not getting back off and executing. I thought they executed when they went forward off some of our errors really well. There's some really good lessons that we spoke about at halftime that we implemented in the second half. So I thought the Eagles early played the territory game. They got it in and their pressure was, they were really hard at the ball, really strong tackling. And our efficiency getting it out wasn't great, which can happen. But we overplayed where we just needed to take some territory, take the one-on-ones out. So we spoke about that at half-time. So at half-time, I think the entries were 14 to 22. Then after half-time, we took more territory, had some entry shots, got ground position, things opened up, and I think it was 30 to 21 entries. So we learned some lessons on that and how to deal with that, so that was good. And I thought we never gave up, and they were just capitalised off some drop marks and some of those basic errors. So, and probably the area we've been good, and they were really, they nutted us out of the middle more than we would have liked in the end today. So there's some learnings to go to school on. But, you know, it was a tight, tough game and one that was good to be in. We lost Walters early. That just unbalanced us a little bit, but that would be making an excuse. Sometimes you need to deal with those things. So that's probably the summary that I feel.
You know. To be, obviously, to come in without Tabernard, one source of goals, to lose Walters early, did you feel like you'd back to a bit of firepower to...
Well, it's not ideal. I think it was a tough day for forwards. I thought we defended pretty tight. There was a lot of pressure. Look, it's not ideal, but we had enough opportunities. You know, just kick your goal, pick it up, don't drop the mark, you know, get off the mark. So, they missed a few on when they were on top in the second quarter. Like, they were letting us off the hook a bit, I thought. So, but again, I thought we got to work. We got ourselves back in. We learned some lessons. We moved the ball better. We took territory. Our pressure lifted. I mean, last quarter we had 18 entries. So it's been a fair bit of bickies early. If you spend them early, you tend to get rewarded. But look, where we're at with the narrative and, you know, demand, learn a lot about high-pressure football and Brayshaw. I thought they were harder. I thought they were harder overall. Not dramatically, but just in a few clinches, I thought they were harder. So we'd like to be harder for a bit longer.
What do you know about Walters' injury?
Yeah, I think it's a low-grade medial. We thought he should be able to... That's inaccurate. He tried to run with it, couldn't quite move. So hopefully when it cools down, it's only a grade one. We've had a grade two medial recently with Steph Gyro. That was 6 weeks. Grade ones, it might be a half grade. We might be able to come up. But if it's a grade one, you're probably looking at 4 weeks. So that's frustrating. It's looking quite dangerous.
So when he came back on, he was still clearly struggling with that.
Yeah, yeah. Doctors made a call. There was no, but he couldn't get moving. So who knows what the week brings? But it doesn't look great.
You mentioned in the midfield they nutted you in there. How did you view that battle?
No, I said they nutted the centre square bounces.
Okay. Why do you think they got on top there?
I don't know. That's the midfield coaches. That's they'll have a look at that. They cleared it. They only had a couple more entries, but they kicked 2-2 out of the middle. But that's a bit about our defence and in there, so that was probably, I think, both had 17 scores off possession games. We had 19, they had 17. Around the ground clearances were pretty even. It was just both teams couldn't get their kick-ins. We kicked 3-1 off kick-ins, they kicked 3-1. It was really one goal to 2-2 out of the middle, so probably a bit of difference there. But both teams would look at, gee, if we had been more composed there, didn't drop that mark, hit that target. So, but it was a pretty high-pressure game, it was pretty loud. Hot day, you know, so they're a solid team, and we're building to be a solid team. So big challenge next week, Richmond, and we move on. Feel like we've done the feedback. Be really not many meetings this week. Virtually, it's pretty clear what we need to improve on. Lessons learned, we implemented, so we take that forward to Richmond. That I think they've had another convincing win, so it's a tough challenge.
And the ruck battle in itself, how did you view that?
Oh, I don't know. I thought Aaron, I don't know, looked around the ground, looked dangerous, clunked a few, could have cut a couple more, I think. He got forward quite well. I'm a bit blurry on that one. When you lose one, the rotations become a bit more manual and you've got to get involved a little bit, so which isn't ideal. But, yeah, I thought Nat Nui's ruck work early was quite strong. And then I thought we fought back.
Yeah. Does he need a rest now? He's been so good.
Who?
At Sandilands. He's just taken
on a big
load.
It's a bit difficult. Yeah, look, Sean Darcy's still a long way from coming back. We've got young ruckman. Mm. And Tabernar, obviously, was doing some rucking. Michael Johnson filled in today. So Jones and Meek got a bit of work to do. Abner's come back and rucked today for the first time. He probably needs another couple on his belt. So if we can hang on for a little while, then look to give him a rest.
Yeah. After the week we've had with the medal, did you see any irony in the fact it was shared between the two teams?
It's not something I pay too much attention to. I like the passion wrapped around it, and Ross Glendenning is champion of the game, so I see him as a North Melbourne champion, Ross Glendenning, because I grew up, we come over from Sandover medalist, centre back, and he dominated the VFL, I think it was then. So his West Coast connection isn't... Did he captain inaugural? Yeah. Great West Australian person, so I think to keep that honour, but I wasn't involved in any discussion. It caught me on the hop. But clearly, at our board and our executive level, they see it appropriate for a Fremantle person to be on there, and I think that's healthy. And that's ultimately it's been resolved, and that's what's going to happen. So yeah, it's great that there's plenty of passion and maybe a little bit of irony in there, isn't there? You know, I thought Gaff was very good as well.
Besides Walters, are you okay injury-wise?
Yeah, there's always bits and pieces, but nothing. Yeah, nothing acute.
That hardness factor that you touched on earlier, is that purely a mental thing that you can just address during the week?
Look, it's a hard one to talk about as a coach, but I'll be able to cut out three or four incidences where, and they only happen three or four times, where you just got to go. Mm. Like Ed Langdon went, and their coach could probably name a couple where they went, but I could pick out maybe, I reckon, three where I would have liked this being better. But we're all human. We're not machines. And players that have been super hard, you can just have a lapse in concentration, second-guess yourself, and you don't quite go as hard as you should. But when you become a great team, your concentration stays fierce and you go every time. And that's probably what I'm talking about.
Ross, how are the young players feeling after obviously quite an intense start to their first season? Are they still in a good position to keep playing, or are you looking at resting them any time soon?
No, they're good. They're handling it. We'll get more feedback during the week. They have all the markers and all the monitoring. And if anything, we'll try and unload them during the week and get them to the game. It's critical. Like, we've still got a couple to come in. Jared's have come back from a medial 6 weeks. We've got Tom North down there that we really want to have a look at. Griffin Logue's starting to make ground. You know, ultimately we need to get back him and playing footy. So there's still a few down there that we'd like to bring up, that if they play some good footy. It's a bit dangerous because I'm probably missing a couple. Michael Atness, those sort of guys. Thanks, Russell.